Okay, frugal check-in from the road. Here we go. Hey, welcome to Frugalicious. I'm Jessica, an outdoorsy teacher who loves traveling and visiting family. And I'm here with my family in the car, my sister Beth.
Hey everyone, I'm Beth. I am a frugal working mom who also loves to travel. And I'm looking forward to doing this special live edition of Frugalicious in the car. Enjoy.
Don't chase the money. Nope. Let the money chase you.
That's right.
Cause you're the boss now. Telling daughters what to do. It's Frugalicious. Yeah, it's a movement. We'll find the discounts. Yeah, we can do this. Yeah, we can do this.
You always do that. And I have to edit it.
Sorry. So, Jessica and I are currently on the freeway, driving from a family gathering, and I said, hey, let's do an episode of Frugalicious in the car. But we don't have our regular equipment or our notes, so you're going to get a very, you know, like...
Off the cuff. Real.
Yeah.
Just raw. Genuine.
Episode. Mm-hmm. And Jessica and I don't know, for those of you who are listening, maybe some of you recall that Jessica lives in California and I live in Canada, and so we're not together very often, so
right.
We do our recording sessions over Zoom. Not sponsored, but feel free, Zoom. And so it's so fun to be in the same place, but I didn't bring our podcasting microphone.
No.
So if the sound sounds different, that's why. So our thought is just to do a frugal check-in. So let's start with you, Jess. Over the past month or so, what are some, like, ka-chings and wah-wahs or some things that you're feeling, some frugal tidbits that you have to share with us about what you're up to?
So one of my most recent ka-chings, I would say, was my last trip to Goodwill.
Oh.
And Goodwill is so hit or miss. You know, sometimes
totally.
You're going to find wonderful things and sometimes not. But sometimes you find wonderful things and you have to be willing to just like walk around and look for a minute.
Yeah.
And you also have to be willing. I mean, I guess if you're in Goodwill, you're already willing, but you have to be willing for things to not be brand new.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That's okay. You also have to know if you're shopping for somebody else, who you're shopping for.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my best ka-chings was my friend's son was having a birthday party and I texted her to see like, okay, what is your son like? And she gave me like a list of a couple things, but I know this friend and I knew that she would be totally cool with me getting her kid something from Goodwill because she gets her kid things from Goodwill.
Excellent.
So I thought, perfect. So I'm looking around. She said he likes anything boy. And so I saw this dragon and I'm like, does he like dragons? Because she'd also mentioned he was really wanting like a big stuffed animal.
Yeah.
So I saw this huge dragon stuffed animal and I thought, this thing's awesome.
Excellent.
But then it got even awesomer because it had like secret zippers and pouches and pockets all hidden throughout the dragon.
Amazing.
Like the tongue. The tongue was even a little flap of material that was a pocket.
That's so
it
great.
Was the coolest thing ever. And I got the best text message from her the other day. She told me, because they were traveling for Thanksgiving, she said, I told each of the boys they could only bring one stuffed animal in the car.
Oh.
And her younger son brought my stuffed animal. So so excited about that. The other huge score was, you know, those silicone molds that you can make soap, you can make candy, you can make chocolate, you could make lotion, you could, like, I don't know, all the things.
Freeze things. Yeah.
Lego pieces, Lego shaped silicone molds,
yes.
Lego blocks, and also like Lego people.
Mm.
So I think I might make Lego candy for the nieces and nephew at Christmas.
Oh,
doesn't
amazing.
That sound awesome?
Yeah.
And this is all just because I decided, you know, I'm just going to go to Goodwill and see what I find.
Yeah, take a lap.
Yeah. So yeah, let's start there. Let's start with maybe a ka-ching from this
past
little recent season, Bethy. What about you?
Excellent. Okay. There's so many things. One ka-ching recently, and I was planning to talk about it later, but we can talk about it now.
Maybe just give a teaser? Or do you want to tell them all? You spill all the beans?
Whoa. Spill the beans. I can talk about it now. So, recently, a teaser is that we're planning to do an episode about cash and using cash more.
Yes.
And so, So Fred and I decided to start using more cash and using debit more than credit, because we've been using credit card and then just finding it's like a bit harder to track. So anyways, we started debiting things, and then I remembered that our bank account that we currently pay $0 a month for, because we have a special, like we have a certain number of like products with the bank, so we get like a rebate on our fee, which is only $4, but we get the $4 rebate.
Yeah.
And it does not include unlimited debits. It includes 12 debits. So when you're like doing debits, that like gets pretty quick, and we do some of our like bills and stuff with debit.
Yeah.
So anyways, we ran out pretty quickly, and then they charge you for each additional debit like $1.25. So we had 1 month over $20 of extra charges because we were debiting things to try to save money. And I was like, this is not awesome.
No.
So I was like, we just need the next phase of banking. Even if the fee, the next phase up with the fee was $12 a month, but it has unlimited debits, I was like, we'll still save money.
Right.
Just $12 instead of like $21 or whatever. But then I remembered, Fred is a student right now because he's doing his master's, and
right.
I am re-remembering all of the deals for students. And so I looked it up, and it was like, you can get a free, you can get your bank account, like you can get a rebate for your, if you're a full-time student. So he is studying full-time, so he went to the bank and he changed our account to the next level with unlimited debits, and then he told them and gave them proof that he was a student. So now our banking fee is still zero, but now we have unlimited debits. Yeah. So that was a huge ka-ching. I had totally forgotten about any kind of student rate. And it feels nice to be able to debit, because like we're going to talk about in our episode, it's super helpful to use cash and debiting. So that was
interesting. So for me, that's a teaser too, because I always think of cash as being like cash in the hand rather than debit being like a cash base. It's not credit.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
I love it. Actually, I was going to say, if I gave a wah-wah, it was a little bit going to be about moving to the cash system, because teaser, I'm doing well with my going back to cash, but not always as well as I want to be doing.
Sure, yeah.
So, there have been a couple times that I have had to, well, see, here's the thing. I will use my debit card, but I don't count it as using cash.
Oh.
To me, it feels, like, to me, it's like a charge. It's a non-digital cash versus like digital purchases. I think to me that's the difference.
Yeah. It's hard to keep them separate.
And sometimes it's really tricky. There's just so many situations in life that you kind of are like, ooh, this is kind of the only way to pay this, or this is really far more convenient. So it's maybe my wah-wah. I don't think I have anything particular for that. Mm. I just am still fine-tuning my system.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I don't know. Do you have any want-wants?
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, I still have been picking up a lot of free stuff. One day, this lady had, like, a big bag of toys. And I saw a couple good things in there that I thought would be really great. And so, I was like, I will take your toys.
Yeah.
So, I took them home, and my daughter wanted to go through them right away, but I was like, I'm going to go through them first. And usually if I get things from people, I just give them a quick wash just in case there's like pets
and definitely.
Whatever. So anyways, I like dumped out this huge bag, and it was just like, there was like some trash in there. There was like a diaper, like not a dirty diaper, but just like a diaper.
Okay.
It could be that someone was putting a diaper on the stuffed animals, which if you've had young kids, you know that that happens.
Yes.
But, it just, like, wasn't great. So out of the entire, like, a huge garbage bag full of stuff, I ended up keeping, like, three things.
Mm.
But one of the good things was there was a cash, like, this little cash register from IKEA.
Ooh.
That the batteries still worked, and it had, like, a drawer that popped out, and then it, like, had a calculator on it so you can push the buttons.
Ooh.
So I was like, that was a great find. And then it had these little ladybug headband in there that we ended up using
for her costume, right? Yes.
For a birthday party that she went to, so that was okay, but yeah, in the end, I was just like, I don't want all of, like, there was a ton of stuffed animals, and to be honest, we just really don't need more stuffed animals,
right.
So I just packaged up most of it and just, like, took it to the thrift store, because I was like, I don't really want to have to put it back on a free group. I was like, I just need to get rid of it, so I did feel a little bit bad about that, because I thought, like, oh, my maybe I'll end up using more of these toys, and maybe she didn't want to give them to the thrift store, and so I felt like that was a bit of a wah-wah, because usually in the groups, kind of the idea is you're taking it because you kind of need it, or because it would like be helpful for you.
That's
so
tricky.
I try to definitely re-gift, like especially with food, if I don't use it, I try to re-gift the food in the groups, but that was a bit of a, it didn't go as well as I imagined.
Yeah.
But we got a few little toys out of it that were like good and appropriate and like fun for the ages that we have, so.
Good.
That's a bit of a wah-wah.
Yeah. I guess that's hard though, like things like that that are grab bag style where you really don't know what's in it.
Yeah, super hard.
It's not always the best.
It's not. I mean, it's a really big risk. And I mean, it depends too, like how far out of your way you drove to get it. I think this one was pretty close, but sometimes, you know, I drive like 10 minutes to go pick something up and then I'm like, oh, I spent 20 minutes in the car going to get that thing.
Right.
Was it worth it? Sometimes it's definitely worth it. And then sometimes I'm not so sure. So that's my wah-wah.
I don't think this is really a fair comparison, but maybe it's kind of like gambling, like no risk, no reward. Like if you weren't willing to just like do and get all these free things, you would never get all the great scores that you've got.
Oh, yeah.
But then there are definitely going to be wah-wahs along the way, right? Like the, you know, what was that bag of cereal with all the things picked
the
out?
Lucky Charms. Yeah.
Right. Like
that's pretty bad.
Yeah. So then it's like, okay, at the end of the day, did you come out ahead? Like, or did the house win?
Totally. I mean, that cash register thing's great. So maybe I did win.
I know. I think on that one you won. A good cash register.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, maybe it's less of a wah-wah.
Maybe. Yeah. Humble brag. Just kidding.
I wasn't trying to do a humble brag.
Just kidding.
Do you want to tell us maybe like 1 to 3 frugal tidbits from your last month or so?
Oh, yes. Well, I think the things that are coming to my mind right now all have to do with...
the thrift store.
No. They all have to do with my love of homesteading and making things.
Yeah.
So,
your apples.
Is just be willing to like take all the things and harvest it. So...
Yes.
My garden, the one thing it produced really well this year was basil.
Yeah.
So I've been able to make so much pesto, which is
amazing.
Delicious and has made my heart so happy. Oh, here's the frugal tip, though, for making pesto.
Oh, yeah.
Pine nuts are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Make it with walnuts.
Yeah, walnuts.
Still just as delicious.
Yes, we use walnuts first.
And I did make one batch where I roasted the walnuts first and one batch where I didn't, or like toast. I guess toast is a better word than roasted, but either way.
And?
I think it is a little better
when they're toasted.
Okay. Yeah, I think I liked it a little bit better.
Ooh, that's a good tip.
Wasn't massively different, but it was enough that like, I would probably next time I will roast them.
Yeah.
So, and then I got a bunch of apples because it was apple harvest season. And I made apple chips, apple pie filling, apple sauce. What else did I make? Apple fruit leather. And I have just so happily been eating all these apple things. And it's fun because you can share it with people and give it to them. And yeah, it's just been great. And then my friend, who also loves to garden, she asked me, was over at her house for Bible study, and she said, Jess, I have this serrano pepper plant that I pulled out of the ground that has a ton of peppers on it, but I'm not going to use any of them. Do you want them?
Yes.
Absolutely. 100% yes.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to make some salsa with it, or like a hot sauce, like a serrano hot sauce.
Yeah.
But this has been my new favorite use of the serrano peppers. It's going to sound gross, but trust me. Okay, so I was a little bit sick, and when I get a cold, I like to use, like, all the good home remedies, you know? And oregano is really good for when you're sick, so I had some oregano from my garden that I had dried, so I made some oregano tea, and I got some ginger, but I also had these serrano peppers, and I thought, you know what? Like, I was a little bit stuffy, and a lot of times just that spice, like, cuts right through all that. So I just sliced up some of the serranos, put it in the tea ball, you know?
Ooh.
And then just, so this... Oregano, serrano pepper, ginger honey tea. Ooh. It was so, like, I would
knock
drink
it right
this
out.
Even not being sick. Nice. It was so delicious. Yeah. So I think it's just like be willing to take all the produce and do a little work and, you know, make apple butter. And ooh, that's another thing I made a lot of, apple butter. So good. I also found out you can make apple butter without sugar. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever know that. You use apple cider vinegar instead.
Huh. Yeah. And just like still the spices in it.
And you still do all the spices. And so it's a little tangier of an apple butter, but I really liked it.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I think all my frugal tidbits are, you know, make applesauce and serrano pepper tea and pesto.
That was a very specific set of frugal tidbits.
Okay, what are yours? Maybe you can give some general ones for the masses.
Well, I mean, again, my mind keeps going back to, like, free things in my free groups. Because that's really where I'm living still these days. So, one of my frugal tidbits. Okay, actually, so we have some good friends. If you're listening to the podcast, we love you, Tom and Kristen. They have been, we use Marco Polo with them to keep up.
Weren't Tom and Kristen featured on one of our episodes?
Yeah, they were. They're friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
And personal friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been using Marco Polo to keep up. And one day they were like, oh my gosh, we got all this free food.
Oh, yeah.
And they were so excited about it. And so we've been messaging back and forth every time I get free food. Then I send them a message and they help me think of like recipe ideas for all this random stuff. Like, for example, I got a bunch of stuff from this lady and there were 8 little cans, like think of like a tuna can size of like crab meat.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Sushi? I don't ever cook with crab meat. You could make sushi, but then you have to buy the like sushi rice, you have to buy the seaweed.
Right.
So Todd was like, hey, why don't you make like a California roll bowl?
Ooh.
And you can put like cucumber, you can put avocado and put the crab meat over rice and use some like soy sauce. And so we did that for dinner one night.
That sounds so good. Was it good?
It was pretty good. I think I feel like I wish there had been like a little something else in it, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
Maybe to add something next time. But I was like, this is great. We used like a little tin of crab meat. This is great.
Rice? Did it have any rice in it?
Yeah, I put the rice at the bottom.
Okay.
So anyways, talking back and forth with them has been making me think a lot about these groups and about one of my tidbits is to really just, it's going to sound really simple, be thankful with people because I find that people are more willing to give things again if you like show up on time and pick something up because sometimes people just want to get it out of their house. So if someone's like, oh, I'll come pick it up and then they don't. When you do come and pick it up, they're like, oh, I remember Beth. She totally came and picked it up on time.
Right.
So I have a few ladies who message me from time to time and they're like, oh, I'm doing another freezer clean out. Do you want some more food?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes. The answer is always yes.
Right.
I will always take it. So I had 2 like in 1 week or something. And I ended up getting like 4 boxes of food between the 2 of them. And it was just like remarkable, like just a ton of food. And I was like so thankful.
Yeah.
But I was thankful to them. And I always tell them something along the lines of like, thank you so much. This is so helpful because, you know, my husband's in school and we have 2 kids. And so the budget can be kind of tight sometimes. And that's, it's true. Like it's a truth. I'm not making it up.
Right.
I know that definitely we can still pay our bills and we can still afford food. And that's all really great. But like the budget is tighter. So if we save money on groceries, that does help a lot.
Yes.
And so I always explain that to them. And then I just say like, I'm so thankful and really appreciate your generosity. And so I think that thankfulness has then turned into when people have other stuff to give away, either they think of me or in some of these groups I'm in, I message them again. I'm like, oh, it's me again. And then they're like, oh yeah, I remember this lady. So being thankful. And I think it goes in other industries, the free industry, other like relationships too, you know, like if you have a customer service issue, if you come in like a total jerk and you're yelling at them.
Right.
But if you come in and you're like, oh, this would be sweet. Appreciate this or explaining a bit more and being really thankful when they do something for you, it really makes a big difference. So that's kind of a abstract frugal tidbit, but that's what I've really been noticing. And then frugal tidbit is take whatever people give you.
Yeah.
Be the person that takes things. Actually,
wasn't that Rebecca?
Yeah, we interviewed Rebecca on the podcast with her quads and she was like, just take it anytime people ask you if you want something. And I always either find a way to re-gift or give away or use it, and yeah, I'm really, really good at that. So
you are really good at that. Yeah,
it's been helpful. And then my other frugal tidbit, again, I don't know if it's going to apply to a lot of people, but there are so many places that have the old bread.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of places, like, you can't get it from the store, but they'll donate it to, like, organizations. So I found two places actually in town that are both, like, pretty close to our house that on certain days they have the old bread. And you can go, and it's like first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've picked up bread quite a bit because we make a lot of sandwiches for the kids. We go through a lot of bread. And, like, sometimes they have things like bagels, which are can be more expensive, that we also eat a lot for snacks. And so I've just been picking up a lot of bread and then putting it in the freezer. And sometimes I feel like we have way too much. Like, I'm like, there's no way we can eat this much bread in our lifetime. Like, I'll often take, like, five loaves when I go pick it up. But then we eventually run out. I won't pick it up for a couple weeks. And then we get to the bottom and I'm like, I need more bread. So having bread, having a freezer, we have a deep freeze.
In
in our laundry room. And so having that extra storage space is really, really helpful for all those freezer cleanouts when they're like, would you like two boxes of freezer food? I'm like, yes, because I know I can put it in the freezer and there's room for it. So I think just, like, I know this sounds kind of weird, but, like, stockpiling things has really worked well because you never know when you're going to get to a tighter budget month.
Stockpile things you know to be
useful. Yeah. Stockpile helpful things. So that's good, especially with, you know, Fred, he works as a substitute teacher while he's going to school. And so the pay is good, but it's not predictable.
Right.
And so there can be some months or months over a holiday where there's, like, for example, like 2 weeks over the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. There's 2 weeks that he's not going to work. And so we know that, like, you know, the next paycheck will be a little bit smaller. And so just having those kind of things kind of as a backup for when we need them is really helpful. So anyways, that's like a few different frugal tidbits all rolled into one. But I've been really happy with my bread finds. The best one was, so there's this really good bread place called Cobb's in our area.
Uh-huh.
They have really good bread. And they had a bunch of Cobb's bread at this one place, and they had this tray of, like, these pumpkin cheesecake bars or something.
Ooh.
And so I was like, can I take this? And they're like, oh yeah, like, if no one picks it up, we just throw it away, is what they said. And I was like, oh gosh, of course I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
So I picked up these, like, pumpkin delicious cheesecake brownie bar things.
They yeah
were so good. And I was like, this is just a nice treat. So
yeah.
Ooh, we've definitely been eating a lot more carbs, but you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
Balance it out.
That reminded me of another frugal tidbit.
Please.
Here you go, bonus.
Yeah.
When it's fall and you decide you want, like, a pumpkin to decorate.
Oh, yes.
If you don't carve the pumpkin, you can later cook the pumpkin.
Yeah, and use it.
And you have tons of pumpkin puree to make all the good pumpkin-y things.
Yes.
And so that has pumpkin been my
puree.
Go-to.
Yeah.
That I just... And it still looks so cute. And...
Yeah.
It, because if you carve it, it's going to rot.
Yes.
But if you don't carve it... Excellent. And then you got to, like, cook the pumpkin seeds and eat those. That'll be good.
Yeah. No, pumpkins are amazing. And people often... I saw a lot of them in my free groups. People were just giving them away because they were decorative pumpkins. And then they're like... Well, the season's over, so then they were just, you know, give them to whoever wanted them.
I think last year, and I don't get, like, huge pumpkins, just, like, a normal, like, maybe medium-sized pumpkin. Not a huge pumpkin.
Yeah.
I think, and I store it in bags that holds about, like, usually about 2 cups of pumpkin puree, because that's what most recipes call for.
Yeah.
And I got... I want to say, like, 5 or 6 bags worth. So much pumpkin puree. So many cups.
So many cups.
Yeah. So many cups.
And there's so many pumpkin recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And if you buy canned pumpkin, it's, like, it can be kind of expensive. And it's not always around. Like, it's not always in stock.
No.
That's a good tidbit.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love it. I'm all about the just make it yourself, bulk prep it.
Yeah.
Preserve it.
Yep.
Oh. I found these new things. If you're doing things in Ziploc bags, like the reusable kinds or the disposable kinds, either one, you can buy these little bag holder stands.
Yes.
That hold your bag open for you and hold it up while you pour stuff in, so then you're not fighting with the bag flopping over.
That is brilliant.
And I got some. And I thought, are these going to be worth it? I don't know. They're 100% worth
it. How much did it cost?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that, and I was trying to think in my head.
Like a couple dollars?
So I bought a pack of 8 of them.
Okay.
Because...
Are they reusable?
Oh, yeah. They're totally reusable. There's these little stands, and they you can adjust them up and down to go, like, taller for a gallon bag or shorter for, you know, a quart-sized bag or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's plastic, reusable. They have a little solid base so it doesn't tip over. I think maybe the set of 8 of them, maybe like $16.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And they've been totally worth it. And if you do any like freezer meals, you know, you could bulk prep like crock pot dump meals and stuff like that.
Yes, you could just set up 8.
Yeah.
Nice.
So anyways, the pumpkin puree made me think of that.
Yeah, love it.
But there's another frugal tidbit for you. Invest in the things that are going to make these frugal things
easier. Totally.
If you know you're going to do it.
Yes.
If you know you're not the person that's going to cook the pumpkin and like store them in the bags, don't invest in this. That's silly. But if you know you're the person that would do that, then...
Yeah.
Then invest in those resources that make it easier.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Make things as convenient as possible for yourself.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes.
Well, I think this has been a great little catch-up session.
I think so.
I always love hearing the frugal things you're doing in your lives and in our lives. Uh-huh. And I know that I get to hear really regularly because just kind of Marco Polo. Regularly about, I found this thing. So she sent me Marco Polo, for example, about the dragon at the, from Goodwill. But it's so fun to be able to remember them all and put them in one podcast. So we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. So we'd love to hear from you guys. What's going on in your lives? Do you have any frugal tidbits? Any frugal updates? We would love to hear back from you. So you can always email us at frugaliciouspod@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Frugalicious Podcast or on Instagram at
Frugalicious Pod.
At Frugalicious Pod.
Yeah, and pictures. Send us pictures if you have any. Like, I'm thinking I probably should put pictures of those baggy holders.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That is great. Hey, that looks exactly like our van. Right there.
Sienna.
Driving next to us, but it's not a Sienna. You're going to have to edit this part out, too. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, we are going to keep our eyes on the road, keep driving, but we will talk to you next time, and together, let's make the world a more
frugalicious place.
Don't buy into the FOMO, we spend money like slow-mo, but we ain't broke, no, because every penny makes sense. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Get out of debt, it's where the money's at, and where the money's at, we do the budget dance.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Frugalicious. Why are you laughing at me? Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Frugalicious. I don't remember what we say here.
Our music is by Atoria.
Oh, our music is by the fabulous Atoria. Thanks to our mom for just teaching us that living frugal is a good way to live. Right? Her life is full of frugal tidbits.
Thanks, Mom. Catch you next time. I think maybe that's where we do the frugalicious.
The other one was by. Okay, wait. Boy, I mean, let's talk soon. Bye. Okay.
That was the outro.
Yeah.
I did the frugalicious places. Outro, but this is where
we do it. Okay, it's hard without our outline.
We can do it different this time.
Okay, let's talk soon. Together, let's make the world a more frugalicious place. Yeah.